I'm Roby Brock with your Talk Business Update, a recap of the biggest business and political headlines of the last week. Representative Davey Carter won a majority of votes from incoming House members of the 89th General Assembly to become the first Republican House Speaker-elect since Reconstruction. Carter, a Cabot banker and lawyer, presented himself as an alternative leader to fellow Republican Representative Terry Rice after the GOP won 51 seats to take the majority in the recent November elections. In March, current House members chose Representative Darren Williams of Little Rock as Speaker-elect, but his selection was challenged and he did not receive enough votes to keep the seat. Carter defeated Rice in a dramatic and contentious vote by a 52-45 margin. Governor Mike Beebe's balanced budget proposal calls for a near elimination of the food tax based on a trigger mechanism tied to revenue growth. The governor's $4.9 billion proposal for the next fiscal year calls for an upward revision of 2.1% to the current year's forecast, which would bring in an expected $99.5 million in additional funding. Beebe also proposed a 2% cost of living adjustment increase for state employees outside of higher education, and the use of $140 million over 2 years in surplus funding to partially close a Medicaid gap. His proposal to reduce the food tax by nearly 1.5% would be achieved if obligations for desegregation expenses declined or certain state bond payment obligations were met. Retail behemoth Walmart reported third quarter earnings increases of nearly 9% as steady growth across its three major divisions boosted sales and profits. The Bentonville-based retailer reported quarterly sales of more than $113 billion. That's up from $109.5 billion 1 year ago. The 3.4% rise in sales was driven more heavily from increases in U.S. sales and Sam's Club sales, up 3.6% and 4.7% respectively. International sales rose 3.4% compared to 1 year ago. Also, third quarter sales at U.S. Walmart stores open at least a year and excluding fuel increased by 1.5%. Dassault Falcon, which has major jet finishing operations in Little Rock, disclosed that it will establish a wholly owned foreign entity to represent the Falcon brand in China. The Chinese market is one of the fastest growing areas for Dassault in its high-end aviation business. The expansion in China is going to be focused on maintenance and customer service and is not expected to impact the firm's Little Rock manufacturing operations. With October's monthly report, electronic games of skill wagering at Arkansas's two racetracks and casinos cleared $2.25 billion as the calendar year heads into the home stretch. EGS wagers include gambling spent on video blackjack, poker, slot machines, and other casino-style games. For the month of October, Oaklawn showed $75 million in those wagers, bringing year-to-date totals to almost $786 million. At Southland, EGS wagers topped $143 million for the month, and year-to-date totals hit $1.47 billion. I'm Roby Brock, and that is your Talk Business Update.